This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 8 Colorado-based Red Cross volunteers are in Florida ahead of Hurricane Ian. They'll help provide shelter, food, and health services to communities there. 5 of the volunteers are from the organization's southeastern Colorado chapter in Colorado Springs. A 20-year-old Greeley woman plans to sue 2 Weld County police departments after she was hit by a train. CPR's Matt Murat reports she was handcuffed inside a squad car.
Yereni Rios Gonzalez left the hospital this weekend after a week-long stay. She was treated for head injuries and a long list of broken bones. A Platteville police officer pulled over Rios Gonzalez for an alleged road rage incident, and she was put in the back of a squad car that was illegally parked on railroad tracks. Within minutes, an oncoming train began blowing its horn. Here's Rios Gonzalez's attorney, Paul Wilkinson.
She saw everything coming. She did try to get the officer's attention, obviously, yelling, screaming. There was enough time to do something about it.
Rios Gonzalez has not been charged with a crime, and neither have the officers who detained her. One is on administrative leave, while multiple agencies investigate. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
El Paso County gave more than a dozen municipalities and water districts grants to improve water infrastructure in the region yesterday. The roughly $20 million comes from the American Rescue Plan Act. County Commissioner Carrie Geithner says much of the work will focus on renewable water.
And how we're going to make sure that we can provide sustainable water for a long period of time as we continue to grow.
That continues containment removal and work in rural areas. This is CPR News at 7:06.